Eric, what changed for y'all in the fourth quarter?
We came out and we executed. Offensive line wise, running backs and quarterbacks wise, we just flat out came out and executed.
Stay on the right side with Ben.
You know, was there a particular shift in energy? I mean, outside of execution, is there anything that you can pinpoint that led to y'all scoring 14 straight in the fourth?
Not that I can particularly pinpoint, because I was so into it that I don't even remember a whole lot of it. But we just came out and executed. We came out and did what we were supposed to do in the fourth quarter. And, of course, we had the 12th man backing us. They were excited. They were pumped. They were ready to go.
We'll go on the back left standing, Daryl.
Can you talk about the way the defense played and maybe what emotion or how that kind of helped you guys offensively to get going too?
Oh, man, they came out and they played awesome. In the second half, they put it on them. They came out and they enforced their will. And seeing them do that made us want to do the same thing. They're getting stops after stops after stops, and that makes us want to go score. I mean, they're doing their job. We have to do ours.
Front row on the left side, Zach.
Eric, speak to the running game and how you guys were able to open up holes specifically for Keith, but, I mean, all the running backs had pretty good nights.
I mean, they came out. They gave us some funky fronts. We expected that, though. But we got ID'd. We got a hat for a hat, and we were able to move them a little bit, which opened up some holes. You know, with the backs we have, they can make things happen just like that.
Go to the back left, Daryl.
Can you talk about Kellen's play tonight and maybe the most important thing, how he protected the football, kept you guys in some pretty good situations where he didn't try to force anything?
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, like I've been saying each week, he's been improving. He's been maturing a lot, and you can definitely see the growth in his play. He's protecting the ball for us, and even when we're giving up pressure sometimes, he's escaping and making things happen with his legs. And that's something you love when you're playing offensive line.
Anything else for Eric? Yeah. Right side, Ben.
Eric, at the beginning of the month, y'all struggled to close out or play well in the fourth quarter. Second straight week, y'all have played well in the final minutes. What have y'all learned about yourselves, and why have you seen this constant growth throughout the month?
I mean, it's been something that all of our coaches have been pushing. Just finish. No matter the circumstance, no matter who you're playing against, finish. It's just as simple as that. We have to finish, no matter who we're playing.
Daryl in the back left, you'll wrap us up.
Hey, can you talk about how this momentum-wise helps you guys going into next week's ball game?
It for sure helps us. I mean, back-to-back SEC wins is always a good thing. And we know we have another SEC game next week, and we have to go out and play at our best.